We are on Daf Yud Beis Amud Beis, around 8 lines from the bottom. Ish Yehudi Hoya B'Shushan Abiro V'Goymar Ish Yemini Mai Koma I Li Yehusei Kosi Leichsei V'Leizel Ad Binyomin Maishna Hani Tlosa. So the Maharsho explains that the Gemara's Kasha was as follows. It says, the Kasha is from the Begoyma. Ish Yehudi Ayi B'shush Nabiri, Shmoy Mordechai Ben Yoyer, Ben Yoyer, then there was Ben Shimi, Ben Tishi Shemini. So it was Miyachasim. So Ben Yoyer is fine, then Ben Shimi, then so you're saying who the grandfather is. Ben Kish Agabuch is going all the way up. This is not a, so you're being Miyachasim and you jump around. So that's the Kash. If you're saying the Yichas, go up to Binyamin. If you're starting from the father and the grandfather, the great grandfather, why did he only say three? That's Pshat the Gemara's Kash. So the Gemara says, Tane Kulon al Shmoiniko, that Be'emesin, these Ben, the Ben Yoyer and Ben Shimi is not coming Bedavka to tell us who his father and grandfather was, but to tell us his own attributes, his Makdis, someone who's a Ben Toire. So he was a Ben Yoyer. He had the Maila of Yoyer, the Maila of Shimi, and the Maila of Kish. What does that mean? Ben Yoyer, Ben Sheheyer, Einayim Shal Yisrael Bitfilose. He was Meir Einayim Shal Yisrael Bitfilose. So the Maharsho says, the Gemara says later, after Zainim Adbeis La Yehudim Hoysa Oira, Oira Zu Toira. So Mordechai was Meir Einayim Shal Yisrael Bitfilose. So, Dachstach Meir Pshat and Marsho is as follows. Rashi says further, what is Pshat La Yehudim Hoysa Oira Zutoira? So Rashi says, Shegozar Aleim Homon Shloyasku Batoira. So, one of the Gzeiras of Homon was that they were not able to learn Torah. And when the Gzeira became Botul, so Ayudim Oyseira, so they were Zeicha to have the Oyer of Torah. So the Pasuk is telling us, who brought about that they should have the Oyer of Torah, that should be, that the Gzeira of Haman should become Botul? So Ben Sheheyer, a name Shal Yisrael B'Tfilosei, this came about through the Tfilah of Mordechai HaTzadik. And perhaps we can be Moisev, the Mesilas Yesharim, in Seif Perik Yotes, when he says what the anhoge of a chosid is, so he says, a chosid yispalu al doiroi. Lechaper mishetzorech kapore, lohoshev betshuve, mishetzorech lachzer, vo'oimdim tomid beperetz lehispalel aleihem levatel hagzeres. So that is the maisa of a chosid, that's the aroye nemon of Klal Yisrael. So that's the Sheheyer Einayim B'Toyre, that means that it was Zoyche, that the Gzeire became Botel, that's the Tavkid of Achosin, Levatel HaGzeire, Lispalel Aleim, Levatel HaGzeire. So this came about through the Tfilos of Mordechai, that's Sheheyer Einayim Shal Yisrael B'Tfilosei. Ben Shimi Ben Sheshoma Keil Tfilosei. Ben Kish Shehikish Al Shari Rachmim B'Niftechuloi. The Maharsho explains, Shari Rachmim were Ninalu, and he had to open up the Shari Rachmim, and Dachsachmir, that the Seder Hadvorim was, first, Hikish al Shari Rachmim v'niftechuloi, if the Shari Rachmim are closed, so it was Hikish al Shari Rachmim, there was a persistency of Tfilah, he didn't give up, till the Shari Rachmim were niftachu, then it was Ben Shimi Ben Sheshama Keo Tvilosoi, and then there was Heirei Neim Shal Yisrael Betvilosoi. Then the Gzeir Attacker was in his battle. They were again Zeiched to the Eir von Teir. Kori Le Yehudi Alme Mi Yehudi Kosi, Bekori Le Yemini Alme Mi Binyamin Kosi. Omar Av Nachman Modchai Muchter Binimusi Hoya. Amarabba Baba Khan Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi, Oviv mi Binyamin ve Imoy mi Yehuda. Now, this is a difficult Gemara, how to learn Pshat in the Gemara. First, let us say over how the Marsha learned Pshat in the Gemara. The Gemara asked Akasha, here it says, Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini, so it's a Pstiridik. So Omar Rav Nachman Mordechai Muchter Benimusei Hoya. So what does Rashi say? Muchter Benimusei B'Shemei Snoim. He was crowned B'Shemei Snoim Nimus Shem B'Loshen Yevoni. Now what does that mean? It's very unclear. So what does that mean? Is Omar Rabbe Bar Bachone Am Rabbi Yeshua. So the Marsha explains Rabbe Bachone is explaining B'Shem Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. Oviv mi Binyamin ve'imay mi Yehuda, so that means he was crowned on both sides with the milus of these two shvotim. So that's it. Muchter b'nimusi, so he's called a ben Binyamin and a ben Yehuda. That's how the Marsha learns pshat. Now we have the other Mahalchim. Rabbanan Omim, Mishpachas Miskaris Hu Bezu. And then we had Rava Omar, a different pshat. And then we had Rabbi Yochanan Omar. Different Mahalchim, how to forenfer what the Bikori Korilei Yehudi, Bikorilei Yemini. Now, the next Rashi says, Nari Loigar Sinin, Allahochi Garsinin Omar Rabbe Bar Bachana Om Rabbi Yeshua Ben Levi. So Rabbi Kevege says, Ayin Dover Nechmod B'Sefer Mokim Shmuel. That's Rabbi Kevege says in Gilyon Ashas. Bemison, the Maritzchias, here brings down, he said it himself, then he brings down this Mokim Shmuel. This Rashi is very, very unclear. So the Mokim Shmuel says as follows. We hear the Akasha, Korila Yehudi, Korila Yemini. Rav Nachman said a teretz, then later we'll have Rabbi says a teretz, the Rabbi says a teretz, Pyechanan says a teretz. So there was, it said in the Gemara, Nari. Now what is Pshat in this Nari? Nari is Roshi Tevis, it's a simen, that one should remember all the terutzim on this kasha. So Nun is Nachman, Ayin is from Yeshua, Reishes, we have a teretz from the Rabbonon, a teretz from Rove, and Yud is Rabbi Yochanan. So you want to remember the terutzim, remember Nari. So Rashi says, Loi garsinen, v'nakeiris Nari, elohochi garsinen, omar rabbe bar bachon ab Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi. So what does Rashi mean over here? So the Mokim Shmuel says as follows. That means, if we will say that there are four terutzim, the poor terutzim, how to say pshat in the Gemara. So it should have been like this. We asked Akash, Omar Rav Nachman, Mordechai Muchter Benimusei Hoya. Period. The Rabbonon Omri, that's what Rav Nachman says. And the Rabbonon say a different teretz. And Rabbi Yochanan says a different teretz. And Rav says a different teretz. So if you're all saying terutzim on the Kasha, so usually the Seder is, this one said like this, and Rav Amar Azayim, Rabbi Yochanan said like this. Now, this, but we mentioned before, that Rabbi Bar Bachana Rabbi Shua Ben Levi is not saying another teretz. Rabbi Bar Bachana is explaining what the taich Muchter Benimusi Hoya. It's not a new Mahalach. It's explained, that's how the Mashal and Shpat. Muchter Benimusi Hoya, he was crowned with Shema Yisnoim, means that he had the from his father, he had the Mile of Binyamin, and from the mother, the Mile of Yehuda, some Mele, that, so he's explaining. So Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi is not a new pshat, No, he's explaining Rav Nachman's pshat. And therefore, let the Gemara does not say Rabbi Baba Chanan Omer Rabbi Yeshua ben Levi Omer. That means if there would be another pshat, so we'd put the Omer after the name of the person. We have a kasha. He says this, Rava Omer like this, Rabbi Yochanan says like this, etc., etc. And by the others, it is like that. Rava Omer, Rabbonon Omri. So why do you say Omer Rabbi Babachon and Omer Rabbi Yeshua Belay? Why do you say the Omer first? So Akochach, the Omer is not for entering the Kash of Yehuda in Yemini. The Omer is saying Pshat in Rav Nachman. Rav Nachman said, Mordechai Muchta Beni Musay Oyo. So Rabbi Baba Chan is explaining what did Rav Nachman mean? Rav Nachman meant, So that is Pshat and Rashi. If you'd be Goyres Nari, these are Rashi Tevis, so then it would be Pshat that each one is saying their own teretz on the steer of the Psukim, Yehudi and So Rashi says, Nari loigasin, alochisin an Omer Rabbi Baba Chanan with Yeshua ben Levi. Says the Omer before. So our kolchoch of Yeshua ben Levi is not saying a new teretz, he's explaining pshat and Rav Nachman's teretz. So Mamel Hotuch Nishkan pshat Nari. Nari would only have a pshat if each one is saying their own teretz. That's how the Maritz Chayes brings down from the Mekayim Shmuel. The Goyin says a different pshat in the Gemara. The Goyin says pshat that the Kasha was loved after Yehudi and Yemini. The Kasha was Ish Yemini, Ish Yehudi. Ish is a Loshen Sar. So was he a Sar from Shevet Binyamin? Was he a Sar from Shevet Yehudi? What's pshat? Ish Yehudi, Ish Yemini. So the Goyin says, that the Gemara says, Muchter b'ni Musay hoya. He was crowned with b'ni Musay, that means that he was first a Sar of Binyamin. That means Kozman, Klal Yisrael did not go in Golis, so Binyamin alone was a Shevet b'fnei Atzmoy, he was the Sar of Binyamin. Afterwards, when they went in Golis, so Shevet Binyamin became a Nitpal to Shevet Yehuda. So now he was called a Sar on all of them. So that's called Ish Yehudi. So the previous crown, the Pasuk does not forget the previous crown. That means Koidim the Golis, he was Ish Yemini, he was a Sar of Binyamin. And later he became a Sar of all the Goylim, which was Binyamin and Yehudis, is called Ish Yehudi. That's how the Goyim says Pshat. They bring down from the Yaris Dvash, Muchta b'ni Musi hoye goran ando Pshat. Muchta b'ni Musi hoye means as follows. He says, he brings a Rashi in Gittin, that Nemusi is the Taich, a Choysen. A sign of a chesem of avdos. So he says that a yid has two simone avdos, the tefillin, which is meir dan achdus Hashem, and the tzitzis. God the Gemara calls the tzitzis kavle da avde, which is a chesem that is put on the big day avet, and that's the zikor l'mantiskru basisem is called mitzvah Hashem. That is the two chaysames that a yid has. He says we see by Yehuda, Yehuda was wearing the whole time tefillin and tzitzis. And that's why chaysamcha upsilcha was so the medrash says chaysamcha is the tefillin and psilcha was the tzitzis. So when he went to Tamar, he was wearing tefillin and tzitzis. That's Yehuda. That was the mice of Yehuda. Yehuda wore a chosem of yadus on himself. That was tefillin and tzitzis. So he says, when they came in Shushan, even when Golis, so they were ashamed, or maybe more than ashamed, they didn't go out in the streets with tefillin and tzitzis. In the houses, they did it, but I mean, we're in Golis now, they couldn't, this was not the proper attire. There was one person who wore tefillin and tzitzis, but Golis, that was Mordechai HaTzadik. So the Yazvashas Muchter Bini Musi Hoye, that means he was Ishimin, he came from Shevet Binyamin, but he had the crown of Yehuda. Yehuda was Chaysamcha Psilcha, so he had this crown of Yehuda, and that's why Begoli he wore Tzitzis and Tefillah. The Rabbonan Amri Mishpochos Miskares Zu Bezu. No, there was a machloikis who gets the credit for Mot Chayatzadik. Mishpachas Yehuda Imeres Anag Anogorim de Misyalid Motchai. That means the whole Motchai, that the Motchai came in existence, is so I get the Ashikoyach. The Leikot Le David Le Shimi Ben Geir, even though Shimi Ben Geir was Mechuyi Misa, he was a Meirat B'Malchus, he was a Mezalzel B'Koyin Malchus, David HaMelech didn't kill him. And for Kerten, he came out from Shimi. Motre came out from Shimi. So Mishpacha Shehudi said, he was a Ish Yehudi, for Kerten, this person, this Motre, he was Nistavev Al Yedei Shevet Yehuda. Und Mishpachas Binyamin Omro Minoi Kosi, Shkoyach, he's a Ish Yemini. Lamaise, he's Amar Stark, he's from Shevet Binyamin. Rava Omar, Rava said, Punfakert, Knesset Yisrael Omro Leidach Gise. No, Ish Yehudi and Ish Yemini was not a complimentary sichsuch between two mishpachas, who gets the credit of Motchai? No, it was criticisms from Klal Yisrael on Shevet Yehuda and on Shevet Binyamin. Ru'u, ma osa li Yehudi u'ma shilim li Yemini. That means that they were grumbling what Yehudi, what David did to us, and what Shaul did to us. Ma'osa li Yehudi de loikot le David le Shimi. So it's a tadera tain on David. Why didn't David kill Shimi? Shimi was chayev misa, that he should have killed him, Ashot. What's wrong that he didn't kill Shimi? Dis yalid mine Motchai, the mekane behomo. That means that from the Shimi came out of Motchai, and we had tzoras from this Motchai. The Mekani Behoman, he was the one that enraged Haman. So the whole tzoras we had, and this was Zicha, before the Yeshua, I don't know if after the Yeshua was like this, but before the Yeshua, Klal Yisrael was Zicha under the opinion that this Motchai is a fanatic and he's a troublemaker. He's not open-minded, he doesn't realize, he's not liberal and open-minded to realize that we're now in Golis. We can't do Aleph Umishtik what he had intentions to do. So they have tainus ashod. Why didn't David hit a tainus that David has a yad in this Motchai? That he enraged Haman, and now we have problems. So they had a tainus on David. Mashilim liyamini the leikot leishol agag nidetainan sholo, so they didn't kill agag this yalid minei homom the mitzari li Yisrael. So other mafoshim say pshat ish Yehudi and ish Yemini, the ish is going on Motchai and homom. We heard before Lassus killed saying ish veish that Motchai was an ish and homom was an ish. Ish tzar v'oyeh. So Pshat is like this. Ish Yehudi, we have tainus on Shevet Yehudi, that they were mesaved, that this Ish came out, that Motchai came out. So they had a taina of the Ish on Shevet Yehudi. They had a taina on Yemini from the Ish Savoyev that came out. So Binyamin was responsible for that there was a Haman, and Yehuda was responsible that there was a Motchai that enraged the Haman. Rabbi Yochanan Omar, Lo'ilom mi Binyamin Kosi, he came from Shevet Binyamin. Amai Korile Yehudi, why was he called Yehudi al Shum Shekofar Bavaydezor? Because he was Koifer Bavaydezor, Shekola Koifer Bavaydezor, Nikra Yehudi, anyone who's koifa b'avodizore is called a Yehudi. Kedersiv, I see Guvrin Yehudoim, that they came Guvrin Yehudoim, this was Hananya Mishael Vazarye, and Vakert, and they did not want to bow down to the Tzelem of Nebuchadnezzar. Let us see Rashi. Loikot lei David lishimi shoho yechayev mises eretayne an David elidach isa litzah. No, loikot lei David, they would hear, they were grateful to David. Shoho yechayev mises, they were thankful to David. Leidach isa litzahoko v'loy lishvach. That they were screaming and they weren't complimenting. Ish Yehudi v'ish Yemini gormu liyatzar hazem. I see guvrin Yehudoim v'seifa dekro le'lohoch lo polchim. See, in the shame Yehuda, there's the shame Havaya, or the shame Hido. We see that the Leia, when she called Yehuda, Yehuda, Pam Oides Hashem. So, Pam Oides Hashem means that she's fully subordinate, thankful to Hashem. I mean, that's the Shem Yehuda of Haidol Hashem. So, an Oived Avodizore, from his actions, he holds that there are others that also can help him. So it's not only one has to be Moidel Hashem. He has to, there are other factors that can also help him, other Kaifas that can help him. So Memele, someone that's called a Yehudi, he's Kaifa Bavaydezor. He's Kaifa that any help in Yeshua and Koyach can come through another power besides the Rabbi Nishloel. Rabbi Shimon ben Pozi, ki ava posach b'divrei hayomi. When he used to say a psicha, when he used to darshan divrei hayomi, oma hochik, he said as follows, kol dvorecho echotei. That means, we learned the psukim, it would seem that we're speaking about many people, there are a lot of names over here. It's very misleading. So one would think that they were speaking about a lot of people, but it's not true. Kol dvorecho echotei. All these dvorim are speaking about one person. Ba'onu, even though it's sosum, ba'onu yoidin ledershem. But we know, through Yegiya, through our melis, we know how to darshan them. Let us see what Rashi says. Kol dvorecho echotei. Kineget ha-seifo ho-yo-ima. Kol dvorecho divrei ha-yomim. Ach ha-seim. They want Harbe Shemois Atomaskir, you mentioned, you're speaking to the Sefer of Divrei Hayomim. Harbe Shemois Atomaskir, you mentioned many names, Ploini or Ploini. So one would think that they are speaking about different people, but Kulam Adam Echotem, they're all one person. For Onu Yoidim Lidershon, so that was the Hagdom, he says, but we know how to darshan them. Va'af alpi shesosamto oisom, even though you were soisim, you did not explain exactly what you're speaking about. Onu noisnim eslibeinu acha onu yoidim ledershim. We noisnim eslibeinu means we're omul, we're yogeya, until we find that out to darshan it. Now how does this come in bechlal to our sugya? Mishum damrina la'el. So we'll see, because we're speaking about Bisya, Bas Paroi, and she was also a Kaifa Ba'avodah, and she was called a Yehudia. Now let us see, the Nadigma brings down the Posek in the Divrei Hayom. Ve'ishtoi ha-Yehudia. His wife, and this is speaking about the wife of Kolev, a Yehudia. She was a Yehudia. Yolda, she gave birth as Yered, Avi Gidor, Beshever, Avi Soichoi, Beshikusiel, Avi Zanoyach, ואלה בני ביסיו בספרוי אשר לוקח מרת. That's the פוסק. So now it's a very unclear פוסק. In the פוסק is speaking about, we'll see, this, the Zgmar will explain it, speaking about Moshe Rabbeinu, that ביסיו בספרוי was מגב. Amai kori lo Yehudiyo. So first the Gemara asks, why was she called Yehudiyo? She was Bisya, that was her name. So the Gemara says, Al shum shekofro ba'avidizor. Dersiv ba'teired ba'spair paroi lilchaitz al hayoyer. Omar Rab Yechanin sheyordo lilchaitz migilulei beis aviyo. Let's see what Rashi says. Rashi says, ואישתוי היהודיה ועלוי ביסיו שמו דוקסיב בסייפי, that's the end of the פוסק, ואלה בני ביסיו. So Gemara says, לרחץ לטבל לשום גרס. Now the Turiyevan asks a kashem that he's tainted that the holding tvile L'shem Geiris only was Chal after they had a din of Kedushas Yisrael. So then there's a din Tvila L'shem Geiris, and it's Nichnas L'Kedushas Yisrael Eidei Tvila. But he says, he asks, before they were B'nai Noyach, they all were B'nai Noyach, so there was no Inyan of Tvila L'shem Geiris before there was the Inyan of Kedushas Yisrael. That's what the Turiyevan asks. And he brings up the Rashi and say to that Rashi learns Goran under a pshat. And if a person wants to purify himself from chet, so it's called a loshen rechitze. Rochatz Hashem as tzoyas benois tzien does not necessarily mean a physical rechitze or an immersion in water. It means a ruchnislike purification. That's what Rashi says in Soite. And here he asks us on Rashi. L'chayre, I would think that it's Bakan, the Proshes Drochim, and the first Droshe brings down Machloikis and Rishonim, even maybe Chazal, if the Ovis had a din of Nei Yisrael, if he had a din of Nei Noyach. I mean, L'chayre, if that is true, that the union of Tvile is, one gets Kedushas Yisrael through Tvile, so could be Rashi holds that they had a din of Bnei Yisrael. They had a din of Bnei Yisrael before Matan Torah. So Memele, so it was Taka Geiris. Others asked, there was no Bezen. You need a Bezen. Okay, that's a Horeh. That also applied then if you needed a Bezen. But Akvan for Rashi, see Taka, there was a Tvila L'Shem Geiris. Let us see further the Gemara. So Kaponim, she's called Yehudiya because she was a Kaifa Bavay Dezor. Now, the Pasuk says further, V'ishtoi ha-Yehudiya yolda es Yeret. We'll see Yeret is going on Moshe Rabbeinu. And she gave birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Frekte Gemorim, yolda, she gave birth. V'rebuyei revisei. She was Megabo Moshe Rabbeinu. She didn't give birth to Moshe Rabbeinu. Is loy malucho. She kol ha-megabo yosem b'yisoymo b'soich b'yisoy ma'al olav ha-kosev kilu yoldoi. So the posik, that if you megabo someone, it's kilu yoldoi. So that's why the posik says yoldoi. Yered ze Moshe. That he was Meired Mon. Kainis Geiris is Meired Lam de Teire. Gideir Shegoda Pirzo Yisayim Shal Yisrael. He was Geider, the Pirzes that were in Klal Yisrael. Chover Shechiber Es Yisrael Avim Sheba Shemaim. He was Mechabadem to the Rabbeinu Shalaylam. Soichai shenasa lahem li Yisrael kisuke. He was a protection. He was megan on them. Yekasiyo shekivu Yisrael akel biyomo. That means the Klal Yisrael Boiteich and the Rabbein Shalom. That means that they were dependent on the Rabbein Shalom each day for the mon and the slov. Zonayach, she's niach, avin the same shal Yisrael, that he made it. Rabbein Shalom forgot about the Averus and Klaiso, Salachti Kidvarech. It says in the Posek, three times Avi, Yered Avi Gidur, Hever Avi Soichoi, Kusil Avi Zonayach. So what's the three times Avi, 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 Av Batoire? Mesh Rabbeinu was an Av Batoire, Av Bachochme, Av Benevius. Now, the Posek is Messiah, Ve'ele B'nei Bisyo, Asher Lokach Meret. And these are the children, that means all these milas, all Mosh Rabbeinu had, this is B'nai Bisya. Asher Lokach Meret, and Meret had married. Frek the Gemara, v'chi Meret Shmoy, v'aloi Kolev Shmoy. Kolev married us. What shall Asher Lokach Meret? Oma Kodesh Bochu, Yovei Kolev, Shemorad Batzas Meraglim, Yiso es bisyo bas paroi shemordo begiluli beisovio. So the posik is saying that for Kertos there a pasig yeshidich, that they had something in common. They both were rebellious to the wrong that they found themselves surrounded by. So memele, so that's why the posik calls a merit. Now let us see Rashi. V'loi kolev shmoi. Shebekolev mishtoiko, ochigasinin, v'yisa, let him marry Basya, shebodo begilule beisavio. Olachach nishtano shemo bilikuchin alolo. Davoini, I don't know what Rashi is saying. I don't know what Rashi is saying, that her shame changed bilikuchin alolo by getting married. Where do you see her shame? I mean, which shame we're speaking about? She was called the Yehudia because she was kafra by the Zohar before she got married. She was rochza, she owed the lichet miglul beis avia. I don't understand Rashi. L'kach nishtano shmo b'likuchin halolu. The Rishash wants to be geir shmom. I don't understand how the Shmom also works. I mean, he was a Mered by the Meraglim, and I don't know if that was before the marriage, after the marriage. I don't understand what Rashi is saying. Zogt Gemara weiter. Let's see Taisvus, Kolakoifer Bavide Zoran Nikri Yehudi, Shenema Aisu Guvrin Yehudoim, and this is speaking about, they told the Buchanetzah, this was Hananya, Mishael, Vazarye, that they were machlit, they wouldn't be Mishtachvil itself. Al Shem Yehudi, Sherei Oma Bechelik, Tloi Havu Mishavit Yehudi. So Taisva says, what's Tamazai the Raya from over there? Could be there it means that the Yehudim, they were from Shevet Yehuda. So Tais means the Gemara said that they weren't from Shevet Yehuda. So Kolchoch, so why they called Yehudim? Because Akoifa Bavay Nezor is called a Yehudi. Zok the Gemara weiter. Asher Hoglo Mirushalay, Omarove Shegolo Meyatzma. Let us see Rashi. Shegolom me'atzmoi midoloik siv asher hoyo min hagoylo asher hegloso. That l'chayre, he wasn't the only one that went in Golis. There was the Klal Yisrael was niglas, so it went in Golis. It should have said he was from the goylem. Asher min hagoylo asher hegloso. Siv asher hoglo im hagoylo. He went in Golis together with the goylem. He was different. He went in Golas together with the Goylum. Shegolu al kolchon. They went in Golas. They were forced to go in Golas. But he went himself in Golas. He went in Golis on his own accord. Now, what's the mile of going to Golis? If he didn't have to go in Golis, it would be better to remain in Eretz Yisrael. You have mitzvah shishim Eretz Yisrael. Why did he go in Golis? So the Yin Yaakov says he went in Golis because he knew Klal Yisrael needed him. He knew Klal Yisrael needed him, that he should be megan on them, they should be able to be mechiyach them. So the Golis that he went to was not, he wasn't forced to go into Golis, but he went to the Golis because of to be together with Klal Yisrael. Let us see Toisvis. Asher hoglo shegola ma'atzmoi v'dorish lei. How do you know this? Midolik siv huglo. Now Toisvis says it's a different drosha. It doesn't say huglo, it says hoglo. So the Rishash wants to explain that means huglo be a lashon hufal. So that's clear. He was forced to go into Golis. Hoglo, the kri is hoglo, the ksiv is higlo. So he says that's fakert. So if we say hey vov gimel lamet hey, so then the kri and the ksiv is huglo, it's a lashon hufal. But since the kri is hoglo and the ksiv is higlo, so that shot that he became a hoglo, mipnesha higlo es atzma, higlo is a loshen hifil. He was higlo es atzma until he became a hoglo. So that's the raya that he made himself go in golos. Yeah. Vayhi oimein es hadasa. Kori le hadase, v'kori lo Esther. Tanya Rabbi Meir Oimer Esther Shmo, her name was Esther. V'loma nikro Shmo Hadasa, al shem ha-tzadikim shenikro Hadasa. V'cheinu Oimer, v'hu Oimeid beina Hadasa. So what does Rashi say? V'hu Oimeid beina Hadasa, v'zukt Rashi. Bein Hadasim asher b'metzula. Bein HaTzadikim shegolu lebovel u'bishchina mishtoikro. So we see that the Pasuk calls Tzadikim Hadasim. The Marsha explains because the Pasuk says ki ha'odom eitz hasode. A person is an eitz hasode. He's similar to an eitz. He says, but there's different types of eitzim. There's good eitzim, there's bad eitzim. A tzaddik is nimshol to a good eitz. Tzaddik katomo yifroch. A tzaddik is like a tomo, because a tomo is gives out peiris. A tzaddik also gives out peiris. A tzaddik is nimshol to a hodos, because a hodos is reichai toif. And tzaddikim also reichon toi. So that's why, so here it's saying that this eitz, that's why tzaddikim are called hadasim. V'oimid ben hadasim is going on the shechina that was together with the Hanani Mishol Vazarye. And that's why she was called hadasim. Rabbi Yehuda oimar hadasa shmo. The other way around. Her true name was hadasa. Loma nikre shmo Esther, al shem shahoiso misateres dvorea. That she hid, she was not megal, she nemer ein Esther magedes es amo. Rab Nechemya oimer hadasa shmo, her name was hadasa, loma nikre is Esther, shoye umeiso oilem, koirin oiso, al shum estahel. Estair is a lotion of a lavone. What does Rashi say? Estair, yoreach, yofe, kalvono. So Mele, so that was a toya, that she was hadasa, and she was like a lavone. Ben azay oimer, Esther loy arucho, veloy ktsoro hoiso, elo beininis kahadasa. That means she had the physical toyar of too short and too long is not a mile, And then it seems the Hadas also has this Milo, so that's why they call the Hadas. Rabbi Yeshua ben Kocha Oimer Esther Yirak Roikis Oiso Bechut Shal Chesed Moshuch Olel. What does Rashi say? Yirak Roikis Oiso Kadasazu Fakert. She had the color of a Hoda. She was green, which was not a complimentary Mare. Elachut Shall chesed Moshe Chaleh Meis HaKadosh Baruch Hu Lekach Niris Yofe Le'umei Salach HaShveres. That means looking at her complexion, really, she wouldn't be a Balas Maila. But the Chut Shall Chesed, the Goyin asks, it says in the Pasuk, Vahanara yefas toyar v'toyvas mare. So toyvas mare means that she had a good complexion. That's a taich toyvas mare. And here you're saying, Yirakroikes oiso. So the Goyin answers that no, that Lamaise, she was a toyvas mare. But after she became the wife of Achashverish, she's born green in ponim. That means, Vakert, the tzar that she was soivul, being together with Achashverosh, that made her Yirak Roikis. But the Rabbeinu Shlomo made a nest that even though she was a Yirak Roikis, is a Chut Shel Chesed or Yemoshe Chole. Ki ein lo ova ein, ubemois ovio v'imo. So l'cheira, the Pasuk is repetitious. Ki ein lo ova ein, ubemois ovio v'imo. Lo moli. Amarav Ache Ibriso Meis Ovio. When her mother became Nisaba, so her father died. Yiladato, when the mother gave birth, Meiso Imo. Let us see Rashi. So Rashi says, Elochut Shel Chesed Moshe Chalom Yeis HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Lekach niris yofe leumis lachashverish. Was niris yofe. Ubemois avia veima sulamali. Why did it say, v'achadach siv ke'en la'ovein? Ela lalamdeinu shafilu yoim echad lehoye la'ovein. She didn't have a father and a mother even for one day. Bishoshen isabrima meis avia. Nimsosh lehoye la'ov. Mishoshinire li karisov. Shiladata imo meise vulainiris li karisain. So Rashi says that this pasuk is telling us that there was not one day, shefilu yoim echo, there wasn't one complete day that she had a father or a mother. After the mother became this Abba, the father died. And after, and as soon as the mother gave birth, the mother died. Is v'leinigris likrei sein. So l'chayre I had a shtikel ha'ore on this Rashi. L'chayre, from Rashi would seem as follows. If the father would have lived after the ibor 2 days, so it's called she had a father. She had a father for 2 days. Then the father died, but it's called she had a father. Why didn't she have a mother? Because the mother died as soon as she gave birth. But she had a mother the whole time. If an Uber, Rashi says, why didn't she have a father? So Rashi says, because right after Iber was Nifter. So Vaisis, and an Uber, you get a shame father. So why didn't she have a mother? So from this Rashi, it says, Ayesot, that the yichus of a father comes with the ibu, and the yichus of the mother comes with the leider. So therefore we can say she didn't, so that means, so if the father would have lived a day after the ibu, so she had a father for a day, because the yichus comes with the ibu. That is the yichus of the father. And the yichus of the mother is not that she's nisaba, the yichus is with the leider. And perhaps we could be mamtik this a little bit, that the yichus comes
through that what they are moiled. The Hilodas Ha'av is by being Ma'abel Ve'aim. The Hilodas Ha'aim is by giving birth to the child. So these are the two distinct manim through the lady. There's two different ladies, the Hilodas Ha'av and the Hilodas Ha'aim. Rab Reuven in the Chiddushim, he says in An Yevomis, he says, Hasheres b'shas leida he denasis. The kuve comes b'shas leida, and I think there's two ladies. There's the Hilodas Sa'av and the Hilodas Sa'im. And perhaps this is pshat in the posik in Bahaloischo. He'onoichi horisi es kol ha'omazeh, Imanoichi yilidetiu. So the Ramban says, pshat in the posik, ki ha'ov yikorei hoira, the father is called hoira mibneishen noisen umazmin hahiroyen, yoimer imani avihem, oi imam sheyoladeti yoisam. So if we see from the posik, the Moshe Rabbein, the way the Ramban says, pshat in the posik, Hanoichi horisi es kol ha'omazeh, that means am I an ov, through that I made the hiroyim, I was mazmin the hiroyim, im anoichi yelidetiyu, and I am an aim that I give birth to them. So we see from the posik take the ibu gives a shame of, and the hilodo gives a shame aim. So Mamelus of the Posik says that Fakel, so therefore the mother did not live a day after the lady, and the father did not live a day after the Ibu. The Kocha Modchei Loi Lebas, Tone Mishum Rameya Al Tikchei Lebas Elo Lebais, that he took for a wife, Beisei Zu Ishtoi. The Mephoshim explain why did the Torah say Lekocha Loi Lebas, and you need Al Tikre Lebas, El Lebayis. Why didn't the Posek say Rochel Bitcha Ktana? So they say very poshit that the Megillah was under the censorship of Achashverosh. That's all Achashverosh had to find out. That's all what was missing, to find out that she was Mordechai's wife. That would be the end of everything. So Memele, so therefore it was impossible for them to write the truth. So therefore they were unable to write the truth, so they wrote Lebas and without Al Tikri Lebas Ela Lebais. Vehein hu oimer, now the Gemara brings a posik. The posik says, Ula Rosh Bayuria, Ula Rosh Enkel Kim Kivsa Achas Ktano. He had one small lamb, asher kono, vayichayeho, vatigdal imo, ivim bonov, yachtov, mipitoi toichel, mikoi soy tishte, ubechei koi tishka, vatehi loy kebas. So the Gemara says, mishum de bechei koi tishka, havalei lebas, Kibas elo kibayis, ochiname lebayis. Rashi, ulerosh en koil boriya mishtoiko, kibsa achas basheva. So the Gemara says further, it says, Vesheva hanaoreis, omarove shoise moine behem yemei shabbos. What does Rashi say? Shoyse moine bem yemei Shabbos. Shoyse mishoses lo achas beechad b'Shabbos. Achas b'sheini b'Shabbos. Achas b'shlishi b'Shabbos. V'chein kulom. Shigia yoyim shifra shol Shabbos yoydas shahayoyim Shabbos. Edin Yaakov says that we see the Loshna Gemara shoyse moine behen yemei Shabbos. It doesn't say yemei HaShavua. It says yemei Shabbos.
Rashi says this was Rishon b'Shabbes, Sheni b'Shabbes. That means we see how much he was machshiv the Shabbos. These are Yemei Shabbos. This is the Rishon l'Shabbes, Sheni l'Shabbes. She was machshiv the Shabbos. The exact opposite of Vashti. Vashti was placed in this b'nai Yisrael. Alahu meis v'yisim alocha ben b'Shabbes. She was mevaza the Shabbos. And she was Yemei Shabbos. That each day is a day of Shabbos. She was likir as the Shabbos. This is Yemei Shabbos. The Yaris Dvash wants to say, could be she had an ulterior motive over here to have, not only she couldn't, the Pashtus Loshem Rashi by Stoiz, that she would hold Cheshbon. But he wants to say, could be there was another Inyan, that they should not hold Cheshbon. What does that mean? She, in Esther Magendis es Meladito. So, she didn't want that they should know that she's a Bas Yisrael. So, like this, during the week, the Gemara tells us that Abatola may be Lidei Shimon. If a person doesn't do anything, it's not good. It has bad repercussions. So during the week, she used to work. When it came Shabbos, so she didn't work at Shabbos. Now, if she would have the same Mishosis the whole time, so they figure out right away what's happening over here. They see a whole week she's working, Shabbos she doesn't work, so she spilled the beans, so they'll know that she's a Yisraeli. So that's why she had a different Mishosis each day. So each Mishosis, the Mishosis for the 6 days, they saw she's a working lady. The one that came Shabbos, she never works. So never, they were never able to chab that she was a Shemera Shabbos. That's what the Yaris Dvash says. Zok the Gemara weiter. Vayishaneo vesnari seho le toip. Omar Rav shehechilo machol Yehudi. That's the toip. He gave her kosher macholim. Shmuel omar shehechilo kadli de chazeirim. Rabbi Yochanan omar zeroinim. V'cheinu oimer. Vayihi hamelzar noisei espas bagom v'noisin lem zeroinim. Oda shi Rashi. So Rashi says, kasli dechazerim, this is bacon, shmeinim. I mean, this is, yeah. And Rashi says, amayu dekezach, metoich oinso loinensho. The toif, he says, in Lamaise, the Gemara says a person should not say that he doesn't like Bosa Chazir. It's fakert, it's good, nor Ba'ese. And it's also, so here it's fakert, but here she was an onus, Rashi seems to be saying. So Lamaise, so the Pesach says it was good. It's a good machel, Ba'ese. And the third shot was the game Zeroinim, which is a type of a kidney, is Zeroinim, Shazeroinim Toivim Latzadikim, Lahavdilon Mimachel Tomei. V'yamelzer Noisei Espas Bagom V'yayim Mishtein, Oksiva Inyone, Mitzah Shomim Masor, Nire Mareim Toiv Ubriye Boso. That the Neil requested that they should be given Zeroinim, not what the Melech was serving them, and after 10 days, they saw the count results, they looked very healthy. Taisva says, Kadli de Chazeri, Vechas Vesholem, he loyhoi soichelas. They served it, but, that's what they did, but she didn't eat it. It says further in the Posik, Shisha Chadoshim, Beshemen Hamoyo. My shemen hamoyer, Rabchi Yebaraba Omar Sateches. Sateches is a type of a shemen mevusim. A shemen with a reich. Ravuna Omar, shemen zayish lehei vishlish. Shemen zayish, that it's not a shlish of a giduloi. It's less than a shlish. Tanya Rabbi Yehuda Omer, an pekinun, shemen zayish lehei vishlish. For Lama, Seichen, I say, what does one have from smearing it, from anointing on himself? Shemesher es aseyo, uma adnes haboso. Let us see Rashi. an pekino un shemen zayish lehevi shlish, gabi menoches nan, ein mebiin an pekino, you can't bring the shemen, vim hevi posel, ba loka reb yudu, va oma mal an pekino, ma adein matziv, that the posel, the skin glows, because of this shemen. Zip the Gemara weiter. Ba'erev hi bo, ova boiker hi shovo. Omer Rabbi Yochanan, bignusoi shaloi shirosho, lamadnu shvochoi. Shloi hoye mishamesh mitosoi bayoi. So that means, let's see what Rashi says. Bignusoi shaloi shirosho, gnusoi huze. The etzim, the pasuk wasn't meshabeichem. Gnusi is a shuboyu noshimu meshalchem. The whole anhoge was a very pritzes dik anhoge. But afal pikein mitoich gnusi bo shvochoi. That al koponim he was not meshamish mitose biyoy. But the Esther noises chayim omar abelozom belamech kol echod veechod. Nidmasa loy ki umasoim. That's Tais Luchol Rayeho, that everyone held that she comes from his ume. But he lokach Esther Elamelech Achashverish Albeis Machusoi Bachoidish Asirim Huchoidish Teves. So why was the inyan that she was taking Choidish Teves? Yerach Shenene Guf Min Haguf. So it's a besondere hashgoche that she should be taken there. What does Rashi say? Sheguf nene min aguf mibnei atzino. Ve'ed loch hakosuv shehoyu mischavnim min hashamayim lechavevo al bailo. That's why the lekicha was in this man. Vayehav ha-melech es-esta mikol ha-noshim v'tisachem v'chesed lefonov mikol ha-psulois. Omar Rav bikesh litoim tam psule toam. Tam bula toam. Vayas ha-melech mishte godel, then he made a mishte godel. Ovad mishtayo v'loy gal yaleim. So he wanted to find out where she came from. He made a mishte v'legalyele. Doli kalge. He went and exempted, it took off the taxes v'legalyele. She still didn't tell. Shodal pardishni. He gave out matones v'legalyele. Ubikovitz, what they still wanted to find out, ubikovitz psule shenis. Ozel shokel eitzah mimotchai. So he went over to Motchai and wanted to find out what could he do that to find out which ume she comes from. Omar in isha miskanis elo b'yerech havoto. That fakert, if you will be getting other wives again, so then she'll go and tell over, you should stop this. Tafelohochi le gal yele dersi v'kovitzul shenis ein Esther magedes meladeto. Let us see Rashi. Bikesh likoim, lakachna mimikol anoshim mimikol apsulois, obad mishtayom. Chizer lekama inyonim, lefaiso shetegaloloi melato. He tried in many ways that to find out where she comes from. Bloi hoyo. Vesomach lo lahai klo, obikovit psule shenis, and Esther Megadis Melato Besam. Ovad Mishtaye, Suda Lechvoido, Mashleyoso Bishanosh, Toli Kalge, Omar Bishvil Esther Nimnich Lechem, Michsei Gulgalaschem, Hainu Vanochalam Dinisos. And Shada Padishne Deronis Lesorim Bishmo, Vainuchsi Vaitain Maseis Kiyada Melech. The Ian Yaakov explains as follows. That one of the reasons why they did not want that Esther should say where she's coming from, because they were afraid if they'll know where she's coming from, she's a Yidane, and as we know, halacha Esav Sainias Yaakov, so there'd be a lot of Sainim
there'd be a lot of alilis made against her. Now it was very ideal. Everyone said that she's imoseinu, umoseinu, she's our umis. And Mamela, everyone looked up at her. She was beloved by everyone. So why should anyone want to make trouble for her? The fakir, that it was nidma l'chol echad ve'echad kilu, that she was from their umis. That was the reason why she didn't tell. And Achashverosh also understood, could be she doesn't want to tell because she wants to be beloved by all the umis. He also had that. So therefore, he did pu'ulas that she should be beloved by all the umis. First of all, he made a suda for all of them. Second of all, he patted taxes. Third of all, Teironis, he sent Teironis l'sorim bishmo. Fakat, he says, if you want a good public relationship with him, I'll do it for you. So Memele, he did all this, and still didn't work. Then he came to Mordechai for an etzer. So Mordechai told him, "En ishe miskanes ela biyerech avoto." So really, the kavona of Mordechai, he wasn't on Achashverosh's side. He told him to say it because he had something else in him. Maybe you'll find someone else and we'll be able to, you'll send away Esther. That was the kavona of Mordechai. Omar Rabbi Elazar, my dersi, lo yigra mitzadik einov. What's lo yigra mitzadik einov? So Rashi says, Noisin eino v'maisi atzadikim. The Rebbein Shalom is noisin v'maisi atzadikim l'shalim lehem gemulom af l'yomim rabim mida b'mida. The Rebbein Shalom pays it for many years later. B'schar tzniyo sh'oise bo b'rochu zochse v'yotza mimenu shol. So she was Eichet Eva Shol, who was also a Tzanua. No bischarts niu shoye boi bisho zocho v'yotzos mimenu Esther. Umay tzniyis hoise bo b'rochel. What was the tzniyis that Rochel had? Tersiv v'yageid Yaakov l'rochel ki achi aviyohu. So now the Gemara brings a whole mitzvah. He told achi aviyohu. So the Gemara asked v'chi achi aviyohu. Aloi ben achois aviyahu. So what's achi aviyah? Ela omolo min sevili. He told her, you should marry me. Omrolayim, I'm asking. Miu abba ramo. Lo yochaslay, he's a rama, and you won't be able to accomplish this. Omolo, so he told her, I'm not scared of your father. Ochivan lo beramous. That means if he's a Ramai, I can be a Ramai also. Omrole yomishori le tzadiki liskuye bermiyuso. Is a tzadik permitted to be a Ramai? How are you allowed to do such a thing? Omrole in. It says, im novo titavo vim ikesh titapo. Forget if a person is an ikesh, you're allowed to be krum with him. Omalom. So then he told her, my Rimi Yuso, what's the Ramois that your father can do? Omrole isli achso de keshisha minoi. I have an elderly sister. Veloi mincevli mikamo. He won't marry me off before he marries her off. Mosa lo simon. So he gave her simon. Kimote lelyo, so when that night came, omro hashte michzefe achsoim. That means that Leo will become ashamed. She won't know the simonim. Mosresinu nelo, so she gave over the simonim. Behind the chsiv, so since Leo had the simonim, behind the chsiv he baboike vinehi Leo. Mechlau dat hashte lav Leo hi. Atasha, she wasn't Leia, by Boika, she was Leia. Elomitech, Simonim, Shemosro, Rochel, Leia, Lehavi, Yoda, Atashte. So that means, Atashte, she was like Rochel. By Boika, he saw, then it was Leia. But Fikach, Zochso, Vyotso, Mimenu, Shol. That's how she was Eicha to Shol.
Umatz Nius Oysa Bishol. Where do we find Snius by show? Bersives Dvar Hameluche Loigid Loi Asha Omo Shmuel. Shmuel told him that he's going to become a melech, and he didn't relate this. Lefikach Zocho V'yotzos Mimenu Esther. Esther Mahi Bersiv Ein Esther Magedes. And Esther Magedes. Let us see Rashi. Zochso v'yotzo mimenu shou shoho yotzo nuam. Zocho v'yotzos mimenu Esther. So how do we know that Esther stems from shou? Betargum shel Megile miyaches motrei v'yseyu asiri l'shou. Umishol ad binyom, uchsiv, he Esther, bas doidoi. So we see that Esther was in the same mishpoch. Be'ein loy raya acheres beksuvim sheyotza mishol, only from this cheshbet. He says, from Mordechai to Shol, and she was bas doidoi. Mosroson lelayom, buhu tzniyis. And this is tzniyis, what is the tzniyis? Giving over the simonim to Leah, shlo yispalseim adobo shemosa lo simonim. That it shouldn't be nispalseim that Yaakov gave her over simonim. So what's the tzniyus? Says this, that if what would be if she wouldn't have had the simonim, Leah? So then it would be nisparsim that Yaakov Avinu did not want Leah. Yaakov Avinu did not trust Lavan. I mean, that's what we find out. Why is it necessary to give some money to avoid Leah and you don't trust Lavan? So Mamela, therefore she was matzniyadis. Whatever was happening, she was matzniyadis. Yeah. So he was zeicher that Esther should come out. For Omar Rabbi Lozo, Shekadish Baruch Hu Paisik Dulo Liyodom, Paisik Levonov, Levonov Atzeif Kolodoyos, Shenema Vayeshivim Lenetzach Vayigveyum. He makes that a Kodesh Baruch Hu mashpiloi shenema v'im asurim b'zikim. Let us see Rashi. Im heges dat lo shenema liga mitzadikein b'seiva dekla v'yeshivim l'netzach b'yigvei v'haynu g'dula l'doyres. Im heges daite hochi somchi kro v'yeshivim l'netzach g'yigvei v'im asurim b'zikim al yedei shemagbiin atzmon boin lidei anias viyisuk.